paver, we got some paved roads here, we got some dirt roads, and country roads.
Okay.
And that's about all. That's the only three kind of roads that I know of that we have here.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call a paved road that has a light-colored surface? Got a name for that?
No, the light color, it's, we got the shore roads that's out, like we got here, that's on the shore, main highways here.
Uh-huh.
That we call them, paved roads, but they're all
pavements.
Well, now, you know, some paved roads have a light-colored surface and some have a dark-colored surface.
I don't know anything about the dark color, do
you? Well, the only light I've seen is
these sidewalks. Uh-huh. Yeah, sidewalks are lighter than anything else, aren't they?
So that sidewalks are made out of concrete.
Okay. Well, are light-colored roads made out of concrete?
I would say that they are.
Okay. And so you don't have any word then for dark-colored, black-surfaced roads? Or do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Okay. I think that's another North Georgia word, because I never heard
of it. Yes, I know.
I'm from Savannah, you know, so I got a pretty good idea of what people call things.
Yeah.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? It's like some of these ditches I saw on the way from Savannah, where people have dug out dirt to fill a highway with. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, well, I know what you're talking about. If I can just think of it now, what it is.
Well, did you ever call it, let me see now, what are some of these words? A bar pit? Or
that's right, bar pit.
Or would you call it a barrel pit?
We always call it a bar pit.
A bar pit.
A bar pit, that's what we always call it.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
A dog.
A dog, uh-huh.
Well, we always call them old stray dogs.
Old stray dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that's made by horses at feeding time? So, hey.
We always call them.
They neigh, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, what did you call it?
Well, that's what I always call it, neigh.
You didn't call it whinnying or laughing or?
No.
Okay. Some people say whinnying.
Yeah. What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this that children like to have? You know, they pull it.
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover after the first growth has been cut and another growth grows back? Got a word for that?
No, ma'am.
Second crop, isn't it?
Yeah, some people call it that. Second. Would you call it a second crop?
Well, I don't call it anything. I'd say a second crop.
But you wouldn't be inclined to call it that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to know. Let's see. What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
Wheat.
Okay.
Make it out of wheat.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
We call it, you mean it's made out of the bread that's, you mean the bread now that's made out of
cornmeal. And it's cut in squares sometimes.
Well, we call it cornbread.
Okay. What are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal? Think of anything offhand?
Well, there are lots of other things that can be made out of it besides cornbread, but I don't know I'm not much of a cook.
Yeah, that's a bad question for a man, isn't it?
Don't they make hush puppies out of cornmeal?